Hey everyone, Jeremy Swayman here. I'm here with Tommy G and Prosciutto Poppy, and you're watching the It's Content podcast.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
We're here, man. It's Content podcast. We're rolling. We're rolling like a well-oiled machine. I'm here with Sway Dog, Jeremy Swayman. Thanks for coming today, buddy.
We got the fucking airplanes flying over us.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Seaport, eh?
It's beautiful.
It's going to be the best backdrop we've had so far. Better than the kitchen table in the studio.
Kitchen table,
like
yeah.
Broken down kitchen table in our studio in Braintree. This is definitely an upgrade.
This is legit.
How about the hire right there, though, man? Fucking high school job right there. 4 years.
Humble beginnings right there.
Big lighthouse
right there.
Big lighthouse,
yeah. That's one of Prosciutto Poppy's old jobs. How have you been? Man, it's been a long time coming.
I agree. Yeah, no, it's been fun to follow you guys, and obviously love watching you guys succeed. But we'll always come back.
You're succeeding on your own right now. You're fucking hot. Swayman 6-0 on your own. Bruins are what? 9-1-1 or 10-1-1?
I think we just got our 10th last
10th
night.
Win. Yeah. How's it feel? How's the energy in the locker room? I mean, it seems like you guys are buzzing.
It's great, man. It's great because we took so much from last year and we're implementing it to in this year. And obviously, we learned so much when winning a ton, and we know how it feels to have that confidence going into every game and understanding that there is no reason for us to lose, right? It's only ourselves. We're competing against ourselves. And that's something important that, you know, with the new additions we got, they're bringing such a great energy, and they're molding right in. And it's been really fun, man. We know it's a long season too. So, you know, we're excited to keep going, but yeah, it's a great start, and, you know, it's something that we should be happy about. But
it's big, buddy. Yeah, no, I mean, the city's on fire. We got you guys, we got the Celtics rolling.
And then you got us.
Then you got us. We're rolling too.
Yep. Rolling.
Social media scene's rolling. It's big. Because this offseason, I feel like, was a little interesting. Like, you guys brought in some veterans with, like, JVR, Shattenkirk. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, people might have thought, oh, they're bringing in, like, older guys. Like, what's the direction here? But they fucking started off. Fucking 10-1. How can I forget Luch?
For sure.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Lucic. But, yeah, bro, it's good to have you. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, likewise, man.
Long way from the Ostrega brunch last year.
That was, like, a year ago. But then when we did the videos, that was even, like, a year and some change.
That was, like, a month before that. That's two.
Seems like yesterday, though.
It flies by, man. It has been big, bro. It has been big.
Straight up brunch. I was smacked.
Yeah, that was a fun time. That was a little one too many mimosas. But you guys started off last year like crazy hot too. It's actually funny. It was like this time a year ago we did the brunch.
No kidding.
And I was asking you too. I'm like, how's the energy? Like, sure. Bro, we're fucking rolling right now. Like,
all right. So that means we're gonna break the record again and then win.
That's what it sounds like.
Seal it up.
Yeah, it seemed, like you said, it's a long season, but I mean, Stanley Cup, I smell it.
I do.
A little redemption tour. You guys 100%. Just beat Florida, sent them fucking packing. 100%. So it's been good.
I'm going to be honest, there's a Brady curse going on in Boston.
Yeah, I think we're due. I think
the Bruins get it. I think they both get it. What happens? Because they both lost, obviously, game 7 last year in the Garden. Now, what happens if they both win?
That's a different outcome, right?
That would be insane. But we're here to talk about Sway Dog. So tell me, where'd you grow up? You grew up in Alaska, correct?
Grew up in Alaska.
And you don't hear that every day.
No, you don't. It's funny, like, you walk around, though, and you meet people with some sort of connection to Alaska on the East Coast. Like, even when I was up in Maine, man, there was always, like, hey, my uncle lives up in Wasilla, Alaska. I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
Like, there's
bro.
No chance your uncle's from Wasilla. So, and people are moving there. Actually, one of my best friends, I met at Maine, and now he's living in Alaska.
Damn, really?
Yeah. He's like, I love it. I'm going to go up there. Shout out to Mitch. So, yeah,
Mitchie.
I love it up there.
That's awesome. And,
is it like igloos out there and shit?
A couple of igloos, yeah.
Hawks and bears and like polar bears. There's polar bears, penguins and shit like that?
I don't think we have penguins. I think we got some polar bears in northern parts, but
you go ice fishing.
I've been ice fishing.
Yeah, I've been ice fishing.
I think the biggest
you cut
thing,
the circle in the thing, and you
yeah,
set up
you gotta
a couple,
get the drill going, and then you get the little hut. It's pretty cool, man.
No, that's crazy.
You ever play Club Penguin back in the day?
I don't think we had internet. No, I'm just kidding. But
have you played Club Penguin?
I played Club Penguin at some.
That's what it reminds me of.
The awkward interview you guys did was good.
I think we should do it. Bro, that actually got like a lot of views.
Because
the acting was so obviously, you guys know what you're gonna do, but it was like. Like, if you didn't know, dude, like,
Swayman's
it was
a natural. You know what that means? You know what that means? Deli real soon. Yeah, Swayman in the deli real soon.
Have you seen the deli videos?
Yeah.
I need the full goalie suit.
Man, I would be so out of place.
That'd be good, bro. So tell me what it was like growing up in Alaska, I guess. Take it from, I don't know, maybe middle school, high school. Like, what was it like growing up there?
Winters were cold and dark. summers were unbelievable. You got 23 hours of sunlight in the summer.
Damn, that's fucking crazy.
We would be a typical day would be like wake up, go work out, come home, make breakfast, go for a hike, and then come back, kind of relax, and then go fishing. So like we do these things called suicide runs. So when you have a limit, so you have a limit of 6 fish per day, and a suicide run is you go to the river. It's like 2.5 hours to the river from Anchorage, and you get on the river by 9:30, 10 o'clock. You catch your limit, 6 fish, and at midnight, you get a new limit. So you get another 6 fish, and you try to catch that within like, you know, an hour or two, and then you trip back to Alaska. So trip back to home. So it'd be like, you know, a 2 a.m. arrival time, but you get 12 fish in the matter of, you know, 6, 7 hours.
So what do you
hours.
Do with the fish?
So you got to fillet them up, and then you basically put them in a cooler, and you come home, and you got fresh fish. So
you know how to fillet them up?
I know how to fillet them
up.
A
lot of salmon?
Sockeye salmon. That's the July run. And it was awesome, man. Everyone's got these vacuum seal packers at home too. So it's a total production. So you get them home and you go to sleep, obviously, but the next morning you're packing fish.
So you're going to tell the Bostonians that like the real fishes are in Alaska?
It's hard to, you can't.
So I got a cousin that's like down Deer Island, like in his boots at like 3 a.m. just catching nothing but a disease.
Just like jet fuel in the water. Like,
and just like maybe a striped bass once in a while, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are catching.
I did catch some stripers this summer in the harbor, though.
In the harbor?
It was unreal. Yeah, like 45 inch.
We should go on a fishing trip sometime. I've never really been fishing. I went fishing once when I was little. I caught a bunch of sunfish, the little ones.
Yeah, little guys. Yeah.
That was like, New Hampshire.
Yeah. No, it was actually in Lynn, Massachusetts, which you wouldn't even believe. So I went with my father when I was like 10 or 11, but I want to go like deep sea fishing, like really get out there.
You'll be fucking seasick so quick.
Probably, but like it's for the experience, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get like sick on cruises and shit, so I think I'd be fine. I think I'd be all right.
Oh, if you're on a 25-foot boat, middle of
a little different, right?
A little different. But
you go fishing a lot out here too, or just in Alaska?
Yeah, so I stayed this summer, and man, there's a blue world right here. You know, it's unbelievable. So
this stuff in that harbor right there?
I was catching 48 inch stripers looking at my apartment.
It's like, kind
of
scary, man.
Out of control. It was planes flying right over you. It was unbelievable.
That is pretty.
I've seen a couple of jellyfish.
How's your family like Boston when they come visit?
They love it, man. Yeah. It's been great. And they've been coming since I was at Maine. So they would fly into Boston, obviously stay around. We got a couple cousins in like Providence area too. Mm-hmm. So they were able to see them. And then, fly into Boston, enjoy the city, and then come up to Maine. And then we
know what's funny? I had a Snapchat memory. It was like right after I met you. So like a year ago.
Sure.
And my buddy was a manager on BC's hockey team. Wasn't good enough to play, so he was the manager. Sure. But he still got all the clout, you know, the backpack, the clothes, friends with the players, swag, all that. Yeah. Anyway, he got us free tickets to a bunch of games, and they were playing Maine, and you were in net.
Come on.
I had a Snapchat memory. I was like filming the game, like on my story.
Imagine that.
And Swayman was in net, which is crazy. I know. Full circle.
That's
full
circle. Man. That's cool.
So, I mean, like, you went from Alaska. Where did you play junior hockey?
I played juniors in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Okay.
So,
South Dakota. So, you went from Alaska to South Dakota to Maine to Boston,
Colorado.
So if you ever went to Miami, you would just dry up like a fucking raisin in the sun.
Yeah, I was a little out of place.
I don't think you'd survive with his sun. I don't think that's a thing.
I know, man. It's a lot of sunscreen.
Yeah. How was hockey in Alaska, though, like before juniors? How was that?
It was great. I mean, as a youth program, like we have such a great hockey community. So many coaches used to play. So we have two college teams there, UAA and UAF, University of Alaska Anchorage, University of Alaska Fairbanks, and D1 colleges. So a lot of the recruits were from Alaska at one point, and it was great. So all these coaches ended up, or ex-players stayed and coached these youth teams. So it was so cool being, you know, a little guy looking up to these guys and be like, all right, I used to watch you play when I was a little guy.
That was pretty cool.
And so the youth community was unbelievable. The only thing that falls off is when it starts getting into like the U18s when you're just about to make juniors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually coming around now, which has been really sweet. But when I was growing up, these kids were leaving at 13 years old, 14 years old to go travel and play in these other teams in Arizona, California, and stuff. And it was nuts. So
Alaska seems somewhere nice to grow up.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Well, see here, we grew up seeing people we don't want to be like, with the things we don't want to do. Right. You know what I mean? Like, oh, look, my uncle's a junkie. All right, well, I'm not going to be like him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my other uncle's in jail. It's like, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck? Thought there was like a dragon flying. Go but no, real though. Real shit.
Yeah.
Grew up seeing shit I don't want to do.
Definitely see some shit here. But I mean, and like, I'm sure every place has their own issues, you know. But Alaska, from the way you're describing it, seems like a tight-knit community.
Yeah.
Hockey. Was the hockey the main sport there?
Yeah, yeah.
Hockey, you got fishing and skiing and what else?
Skiing was a major sport.
You got like dog sleds. Like
dog sled, Iditarod. Yeah.
Damn.
We do, yeah. Our dog is an Iditarod dog.
Quick question. Yeah, so
really?
Yeah, she's a husky.
I actually have a good clip right here. All right, so if me and Tom were to go dog sledding in Alaska, how many dogs would it take to pull the sled?
At least 16.
8 per person, huh?
16.
What's the average, though?
16. I think it is
1. Imagine.
it's usually I think it is a 16 or 14 or 16 dogs for an Iditarod. Yeah, for an Iditarod sled. It's only 1 person. But you got to think Iditarod is it's like 1200 miles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe a little more. I gotta fact check that. So
those poor dogs.
But yeah, it's
those poor dogs.
No, but they love it, man. Like we have the Iditarod dog, right? So her name is Jade, and she was born in Iditarod kennel. And you go to these kennels, and these dogs are so fired up to run, and they're total just runners. Like they're born to run. And you go in there, and you're feeding them fish heads, you know, and like
they're eating good.
They're eating good. Yeah, Alaskan salmon, and. Yeah, these people travel from all over the world to race the Iditarod, and it's an amazing event.
It's crazy.
So are they Huskies, the dogs?
Alaska Huskies, yeah.
Alaskan Huskies. Yeah. I have like a Husky German Shepherd, but like she's a run, so she's kind of a pussy. Like she's not like, she ain't running no fucking, she's in Boston, you know what I mean?
Yeah, trust me, our dog's getting the couch treatment too, she's not running.
But that's dope. I actually, you've seen Mystery Alaska?
I have, yeah.
That was big. That was big for the community?
That it was, yeah.
Did you grow up in Anchorage?
I was in Anchorage, yeah.
Yeah, so that's like the main city of Alaska, correct?
Normal city.
Normal.
Yeah,
okay.
You're not seeing the crazy.
You guys got
shows.
Like how the fuck do I put this? Not like cavemen, but you got like the tribes and shit up there. No, I'm trying to be an
tribes?
Asshole. No,
like Native American tribes.
Well, I mean like in Alaska, like, right? Like like far out in the middle of nowhere. Like, you got
igloos
tribes.
And
the Aleutian Islands will have a lot of like Athabascan Inuit native communities.
Inuit, that was, yeah.
Yeah.
I apologize, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I don't know what the word was.
Right.
You've met them before?
I have not been to any of the villages, no. Yeah, that's cool. I have buddies that have.
Really?
A lot of my buddies are pilots now, so they're doing cargo shipments and stuff. And
crazy.
Yeah, it's different worlds. Like you guys grew up in Boston, right? You're seeing these things and it's a completely different world.
Yeah, no, that's dope. It's definitely, we should go to Alaska.
I was just going to say,
we should take a summer trip there when you're there. We'll take a little, we'll do a bunch.
Like
a
year later?
Dude,
we'll do a bunch.
It'd be unbelievable.
Is there like nightlife there? Is it like a?
Yeah, I think Anchorage, I mean, it's so funny. Like the biggest difference is our weekend plan is not going to a bar.
Okay.
It's going camping in the middle of nowhere with your boys. Bringing some beers, but like that was it. Like you're getting lost, you're getting off the grid. And it was like you're leaving as soon as you're done with work Friday and you're getting back like midday Sunday.
Damn.
And it's crazy. The coolest thing because you're going to these epic spots, you're doing a backpacking trip, you're doing a hiking trip, you're doing any sort of thing, just get you off the grid. And like that was what I love most. And that was the biggest thing I had to adapt to was coming to Boston. Is like
not doing that.
Nope.
Not hiking. Him,
not being a drinking culture, really. Yeah, and so it was everything you did, you know, in the summer I stayed here, it was pretty eye opening where it was like everything we did was some sort of drink was involved. And I was like, man, I don't know if I like that. You know,
like, so it was like, it's like not good.
Trying to like train and like do this, but then it's like, you got beer. And it was like, no, we don't want to do that. Yeah. So it was a little bit different. And that's what's so unique about it is that you get your outdoorsy boys and you get out there.
That's dope. I mean, I would never, I couldn't even think. So you think you could survive on the show like Man vs. Wild? Like you can make a fire and shit and like.
I think I would make it maybe 5 days, 6 days.
Girl, I went to Vermont for the foliage with this girl. She took me on a little mile and a half hike. I was fucking dying. I'm like, there's bugs on
mosquitoes
me.
Mosquitoes biting you and shit.
I was in the military, so I went through boot camp. I was sleeping in the holes, and it was...
Sleeping in the holes.
I don't like the hiking, man. I'm spoiled nowadays.
No,
I'm not a big nature guy. I'll watch the nature from like inside my nice mansion.
No, it's actually funny. I was just on the podcast I was just on. The guy was from New York.
Sure.
So we grew up similar, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I literally said, I'm like, I don't understand camping. I don't get it. Like, why do people camp? I don't get it. I want to be comfortable in my bed with AC, with a TV, and that's it.
Yeah, it's valid, man. You got to love the suck.
But what do you love about, what do you like about it?
Off the grid, man. You don't know if COVID's happening. You don't know if stock market's crashing. True. You don't know anything. Nothing. All you care about is a moment.
Yeah, that's true. One thing it's I envy sometimes. I love what I do, but like our whole life is on the grid. Sure. It's on our phone.
It's on the grid. What's next? So there's a lot of times where it's like we'll do something like people can't pay for, like some type of moment, whether it was like cooking with the Gronk, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, what's next? It's never like,
let's enjoy this moment and relax. And you know what I mean? Man. So I feel like when you're doing those things, when you're actually going out in nature and experiencing that, it's like, that's when you can put your phone away, don't even look at it, and like enjoy the moment, which is cool.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I take away from like growing up there is the appreciation factor. So like, obviously our society, our communities is such a what's next.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've learned is like to humble you and to really bring you back in that moment is when you're on the trail and you're looking up at incredible stars, you're looking up at Northern Lights, you're looking at these incredible trees, this wildlife. And the only thing you got in your backpack is your lunch and a handful of nuts for lunch. Right?
Yeah.
So like, and you're so appreciative of that because that's your fuel for the day.
Right.
Yeah. And if you don't plan your day out right, like you're in survival mode.
Gonna die. Yeah.
And so like when our headphones die and people are freaking out or somebody cuts you off on a road, that is so far from what we should be rattled about.
Yeah.
So like, true. So opposite of what we should be rattled about. And so it's been really special to have that upbringing and have that mindset of like, man, attitude of gratitude.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's funny because so like we do this full time. So we work for ourselves and it's like, bro, we get to wake up whenever we want. Yeah. Do like plan our whole day whenever we want, wake up in our comfy bed.
Totally.
And it's like, I'm going to freak out because someone just like cut me off on Mass Pike. you know, it's like, relax, like, take a step 100%. Back. That's just like Boston in general, though. People are wound up 24/7.
I do love it. Like, I really do.
I mean,
love it.
I don't hate it. You know, it's just kind of who we are.
It is for sure.
Fucking special species. but that's dope, bro. That's cool. We were going to have to definitely take a trip out to Alaska. I think that would be cool.
We can just do like talking about this, then all of a sudden we're in Alaska.
What if you take us camping? That'd be cool.
I would love to see you
take
boys.
Us camping. How long's like a camping trip? A weekend?
It would be a weekend. You know, I'll take you guys on, you know, the blue level.
Yep.
Blue, we're not going Black Diamond yet.
I got some Gronkowski athletic wipes I can bring.
There you go. Yep.
Tom, you know about the athletic wipes? Tom, wait, you don't know about sleeping outside for a couple of days. You don't know about that.
You know about the army.
Yeah, we had to do it.
You were not in the army. You were in the COVID army. They had you in fucking. They had you in RVs. Basically, you weren't in no army.
If you had COVID, you were in an RV. But listen,
you said you're sleeping in holes. What holes have you slept in?
We dig foxholes, bro. Pouring out.
You sleep in a foxhole.
Yes, bro. In the dirt.
That's cap.
Literally, that's in the dirt. It's not cap. If anyone in the military knows. There's the forge. There's multiple times. There's three. And within the 10 weeks, you got to do it three times.
Right. So, okay.
First time, one night, overnight. The second time, like two nights. Yeah. And then the next one, five nights.
Yeah, G.I. Joe. Yeah.
Outside, David Goggins. No shower.
We got David Goggins over here. Apparently.
I put on 100 pounds ever since.
Yeah. That's
funny swimming.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Funny. Funny. Yeah.
Pros and cons.
Yep. That's cool. Eating food out of a bag. You don't know about that.
I don't. What are those called?
MREs.
MREs.
We got to get you to try one of those, Tom.
MREs, yeah.
They got meatballs in them. One of them.
There we go.
Like, do they have like different assortments and shit, or is it just like three different meals? Like,
no, there's a
spaghetti
few
and meatballs,
there's
chicken
like chili
sandwiches.
Mac. The best one was like the tuna because it's just like a tuna in a pack.
Yeah, that's cool.
Sounds delicious. Yeah.
Do you have any crazy camping stories? Like, you ever get like attacked by a bear or something, or almost attacked or something?
Yeah, we were doing the Chilkoot Trail, which is like southern Alaska, kind of goes into Yukon territory.
Yeah,
and we had a group of like four of us. We had two tents. And it was like 5 a.m. So it's in the morning time and you hear it.
Yeah.
The bear?
The bear.
Damn.
Like, what do you hear?
Like, so like, he's kind of like, it's like a, feel it. And like, I'm a pretty heavy sleeper and like, I feel like I sleep best in tents of all places. So it's actually
really?
Funny. I just love it. So you hear it and then you hear him sniffing. Because these big bears, it's like, you get a 900 pound bear, man. Like that's like, its lungs are so big, you know? So like it's sniff.
You can hear him
from
far away.
So you're hearing him and he's brushing up against your tent.
Jesus Christ.
And we're like, all right, your heart's in your stomach, like just pounding. And so I'm kind of staying cool. I'm with my uncle in my tent. My dad's with my stepmom. And we start talking like, hey, there's a bear outside. Like you can talk in tents, obviously you're next to each other. So a bear just came through our campsite, hear him sniffing. And we just kind of stayed put and like had the bear spray like kind of ready. Like it's not going to do shit. But
bear
like,
spray?
Bear spray. Yeah.
What's the?
Bear spray is a pepper spray.
For bears?
Yeah. So
I don't think that will work.
Yeah. I think he's trucking through that.
I think the bear got the number.
You
know,
you got to accept the fact like if he wants you, he gets you because we're in their territory. Right. Yeah, so it is kind of a tough handshake, but yeah, like it's what you got.
So what
swallow.
Happened? What did he do?
He came away. Through and we started yelling, you know, hey bear, whatever.
And so you start yelling at it. That's how you get it away.
Yeah, we start, you know, you let them know we're there. You know, okay. So
I thought that'd make them attack you, though. I thought it actually scares them away, though.
They really don't want anything to do with humans, I would like to think.
Yeah, yeah.
They say that about sharks too, though.
Yeah. No, I mean,
some rare case. You're just kind of gambling at that point.
Yeah. You would you really get attacked by a bear or a shark?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's actually a really good question.
Like, what do you think got better survival rate? I think bear.
I think bear because, like, if a shark's pulling you into what you have no
you're
way.
Done.
I
no
suck
way.
At swimming.
You're done.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
bleeding out. You know,
even
you're
if bleeding. You're even if it's Michael Phelps, if a shark has his jaws in your leg,
yeah, yeah, the bear's probably the best bet.
Yeah. Maybe I could like outrun the bear.
You?
No, like hypothetically speaking, like someone can outrun the bear. You know,
they get
what
up
mean?
To like 30 miles an hour. Oh. Those big dogs, yeah, they truck.
That's a funny skit. We should get a bear costume, pretend we're camping, and then it's just like
a
sniff,
bear costume.
It sniffs you, but
what are you talking about?
It sniffs you. You're mad scared, but it hugs you. Thinks you're related to
that
him.
Actually, is pretty good. Yeah,
it's a good one.
Good sketch comedy right there.
It's good. Cause see, so I mean, that was a genius idea right there.
So if you went out of that tent, you probably would have like died.
That's the thing. Yeah. So we ended up going out after we kind of heard it scurry off, and then. Yeah, we didn't see him again.
You ever see what's the Leonardo DiCaprio movie? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the Covenant or something.
Yeah, The Revenant.
The Revenant, Covenant, yeah. Revenant.
That's like one of the most.
There's a scene in that though for like 10 minutes when he's getting attacked by a grizzly.
Supposed like the most realistic bear attack of all. Like,
so you can attest to that.
No, thank God, but like, it's not pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
bear
is like so like a brown bear. It's so funny we're talking about this right now, but a brown bear is
diving
like,
in, man. Diving yeah, in. I want to know about Alaska.
Thing you do for a brown bear is you play dead. And so like attacks you, you play dead. Brown bears don't want anything to do with dead because they're scavengers mostly. But like once they kill it, like they mark their territory, so they leave you. So brown bears, you play dead. Black bears, you attack back.
Because damn, they don't that's care. Crazy.
Yeah, so with that movie, he obviously got attacked and then the bear went away. And that's mm-hmm. when he got his gun. He shot in the face. You know what I'm saying? So
it was a brown bear,
It was
right?
a brown bear, yeah.
So we should have stayed fucking down.
You're not.
So is a Bruin a brown bear?
Bruin's a brown bear. I think it's at least in the family of a brown bear. But yeah, it's a brown bear.
That's funny you play for the Bruins. We're sitting there talking about
with
bears,
the,
man.
And the black bears in Maine.
The black bears in Maine.
How funny is
wow.
that?
Black bears in Maine, yeah.
So you're going to play for the fucking Arizona Salmons next. They need to change their name, though. Jesus, they're so bad. They're so bad, dude.
Are they still bad, though?
The Coyotes?
I thought they were going to get badad. They got fucked.
They
really
play in like a high school rink, don't they?
College bar.
Wait, have you played in that rink yet?
Yeah.
Is it rough? What's it like? I feel like it's like low-key kind of
electric.
It's
probably one of the best college rinks, but yeah, it's...
I mean, how many people they fit in? Like 6,000?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
6, yeah.
I want to like go to a game. Like, I haven't watched it. I don't... Have I watched? I might have watched. I watched it on TV already, but I haven't like looked. Like, does it look different on TV when you're watching? Can you tell
when
on the Arizona rink because it's a college rink? Like,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean. Compared to an NHL rink,
the cameras are lower, right? So you're seeing a completely like different view because from these NHL rinks, you got you know how many levels, right? So it looks down. You can see the ice as a whole. I think Arizona's rink, you only see like half the play.
Oh wow!
Because it's right there. So
they're relocating soon, huh?
I don't know.
I think
it's
they might.
Above my pay grade, Tommy. Yeah.
6,000, huh? 6,000 people.
Where else would
I wonder where they would go. Quebec Nordiques. That's what I want. The Quebec That's Nordiques right. back.
I want the Whalers. That'd you don't know the Whalers.
The Hartford Whalers. No. Yeah. That was Connecticut? Hartford, Connecticut?
I was just thinking about that.
It's actually kind of wild. Two New England teams.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. New England's what? The big, like the biggest
I don't know,
for
like,
hockey,
what's
no?
the... Yeah, that'll be cool. That'd be dope. Tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'm going to stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she going to let me hit it any day now. What you going to say now? Love my ex-girl, got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty out in Cape Town too. Ooh, 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 ooh. Whole gang in steakhouse food. Get the check, I ain't checking with it.